Bud Light!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And it is Friday at 10 o'clock, so we'd like to open those phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? Just want to hear yourself on the air. Got something interesting to say? Maybe a shout-out to somebody? Maybe we talked about something this week that you were pissed off about or you want to contribute and you couldn't because you couldn't get through. It's always very busy here at this hour or on this show. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. So anything you'd like to talk about, we'll put you on the air. And again, open phones. And we also have some decent prizes to give away for the more interesting callers in this hour. We've got your NASCAR 09 for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Get ready to race your way. Get ready to race the way you want with NASCAR 09 from AE Sports. Getting on track has never been easier. And plus, we got, what else we got here? A Vantage Point on DVD. Dennis Quaid, Matthew Fox, and Forrest Whitaker starring the mind-bending political thriller Vantage Point, now available on DVD, Blu-ray, High Def, and PSP. Whatever the hell PSP is. What is PSP?
It's a PlayStation Portable.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have that?
I did.
Not anymore.
I gave mine away.
Why'd you do that?
It's not that great.
All right, but go out there and see Vantage Point on DVD. You know, also, we could take calls in this hour. If somebody, I'm thinking about getting that Blu-ray this weekend, and I'm wondering if I should actually go ahead and do that. Do you have Blu-ray?
I do right now because I'm borrowing my brother's PS3, and that has Blu-ray in it. The quality is unbelievable.
It's wildly different than just high def?
I would have never thought it'd be that great, you know, that better than DVD. It is amazing. It's crystal clear, crisper than HD TV. It's awesome.
So how many times, when you're watching two movies, one on HD and one on Blu-ray, you can absolutely tell?
You can totally tell. It's amazing.
Wow. All right, well, I may have to jump in and get one of those.
It's a whole other experience for every movie you've ever seen.
But the only problem I have with it is I don't know if, you know, we're going to Betamax here, you know?
No. There's already been a war between Blu-ray and HD DVD, and HD DVD went the way of Beta. So this is the new VHS. This is the new DVD Blu-ray.
Oh, so so HD DVD has been out.
Yeah,
and it's going away.
It's already dead.
It's dead.
It went the way of Beta.
All right, so it went the way of the dodo bird, and now Blu-ray is the thing to have.
It's the new format. It's here to stay. You got to get it.
All right, if you have Blu-ray, your suggestion on what type to get, how much are they, by the way? Are they expensive, the Blu-rays?
Well, here's what you can do, because your daughter's about to get into the age where she's going to be really into video games.
She's there.
You can buy a PlayStation 3 for about $400, so she can play all these video games, plus you have a first-rate Blu-ray player.
Wait, is there a difference between Blu-ray players? I mean, is there one that's better than the next?
Right now, Sony's making the best ones, and Sony makes PlayStation 3, so your best bet is what everyone does. Buy a PlayStation 3, you get Blu-ray, and you get a video game system, $400.
All right. Is this Randy full of crap, or is he telling the truth in there? Should I just get a Blu-ray DVD player or get into the video games? The problem that I have with these video games is I'm not very good at them. You know, I used to be good at Pong and Pac-Man, and I'm not bragging, but I was even a whiz at Miss Pac-Man.
Wow.
And I can't get into like 40 different buttons, you know, and I don't have the coordination for that.
Oh, yeah. That's totally not for you. But right. Sophia is going to be so into it.
All right. Here are the phone numbers, everybody. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Cody in Pasadena, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, I wanted to call in because I work for a Blu-ray authoring company in town here, and I wanted to just say that Blu-ray is incredible, and you should definitely look at getting like a PS3 or something.
Now, if I want to just get a regular Blu-ray without the, you know, the PlayStation, without the video game, what does that run a guy?
Some of the better ones right now running about between $350 and about $700, depending on, you know, do you want like the best brand? That it's a lot about brand, really. But the PS3, I gotta say, is the best one of all of them, even if you don't use it as a game system.
Is that a Sony?
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's the best.
Yeah, definitely.
And when you say you work for a Blu-ray authoring, that means what do you do?
Well, actually, we create the discs. So with all the menus and with all the special content features, the studio, whether it's Disney or whatever, comes to us and says they want to have these certain features on it, and we put it together for them.
All right. Now, when you have like Blu-ray. Let's say you're watching an old movie, like, I don't know, Hello, Dolly or something.
Mm-hmm.
Can you enhance the quality of old movies like that, or they just have to be fairly new movies?
Well, no, actually, we do a lot of what we call catalog titles that has to do with all those older movies. And because they were shot on, a lot of them were shot on, Technicolor 3-strip, 35mm or 70mm or really high quality film stock, the quality of the film itself is already really good. But you just are used to seeing really, really bad renditions on it on VHS.
Right.
Or on television. So when we get it, they do a brand new transfer for us. So we put it on Blu-ray, and it looks beautiful. I mean, you fall in love with these movies all over again.
Right. Now, is Blu-ray technology, is it here to stay, or is it the Betamax?
You know, it's debatable, I got to say. I mean, we did HD DVD before that went under as well.
Right.
And you know, Blu-ray is not any better than HD DVD, but I think it's here to stay. There's a lot of people that own PS3s and a lot of people that own some of the Panasonics and other ones, and we're getting more and more orders for everything, and you know, places like Blockbuster are starting to go more and more Blu-ray. And
right. Let me ask you, Cody, real quickly, because we're going to take a few more calls here. But if I put two TVs in front of you, and what was an HD DVD, and the other one's a Blu-ray, could you tell the difference?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it was a very small difference, and that was definitely like a VHS versus Betamax kind of thing.
Right. Then why did they go with Blu-ray over HD DVD?
It actually had to do with the PlayStation 3. The Sony PlayStation 3 was the factor. And,
oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the studios wanted to buy into that more. So.
All right, Ben. So it's another way to get everybody to buy yet another copy of, Gods Must Be Crazy.
Exactly. It makes me have a job.
Man. All right. Well, good luck with that, buddy. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
You too. Thanks for
all
doing
right.
what you do.
Knowledgeable guy, man. All right. Let's talk to Greg in Laguna. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Jimmy Conway
Jr.
Hey,
man. Look at you.
Jimmy, I respect your opinions immensely.
Thank you, sir. I have no idea why, but I'll just buy it.
I want to know, I got to know, your views on extraterrestrials.
On UFOs or extraterrestrials?
Well, a couple of them. Do you think UFOs have visited this planet?
I can only imagine that they have because, you know, the universe is so big. I'd be an idiot to think that it's not going on. I think there's probably a government cover-up. I think that they probably have landed, and that one of them actually might be on 97.1 from 8 to 11 every night, dude.
You ever listen to George Nury?
I am George Nury.
What? You believe there's an alien base on the moon?
I just told you, dude. I'm an alien,
what?
And I'm going to kill you.
No.
I'm going to kill you, dude.
No, dude.
I'm coming after you in Laguna. Depending on how stoned that guy was, he's not going to sleep well tonight. Let's talk to Matt in Pomona. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy. What's going on?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I wanted to back Randy up on what he was talking about with PlayStation 3.
Right.
I've got one, and the Blu-ray movies are just unbelievably awesome.
And you can tell the difference between the regular movies and Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's a lot sharper. It's a lot clearer.
You smoke weed?
Sometimes.
And when you smoke weed, is there a bigger difference?
No more than when I'm not stoned.
Oh, I see. All right. All right, so your recommendation is to get the PS3.
Yeah, absolutely. Your daughter can play the video games, like Randy was saying, and you can really watch just the bitchin' movies.
Now, are there simple PS3 games that an old fart like me who's 44 can handle?
Tim, they have Dora for the PS3.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. She's only 2.5. She gets frustrated when she can't work something.
You'd be surprised how addictive Grand Theft Auto 4 is.
Yeah.
I don't really play that many video games, but I love that game.
Yeah, I think I will, dude. All right, man, you've convinced me. I think I might actually look into that PS3. When does PS4 come out? Should I wait for that?
That's not coming out for like 5 more years.
Oh, maybe I'll wait for that. Get something when I'm 50. All right, let's talk to, I don't know, Ray in Cathedral City. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
I actually work for a home theater company.
Right.
And the only downfall with the PlayStation is actually controlling it. There are a couple of remotes out on the market right now that you can use to control it, but basically, if you want to play a movie just as it is out of the box, you've got to use the game controller, and it's not very easy to do.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay, yeah, that's a good point. We have a bad connection, but that's a decent point. That if you're going to watch it, you'll want a remote to watch movies.
No, you can get a remote for like $10.
Can you?
Yeah.
You have one?
Uh-huh.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, very good. All right. Randy has all the answers, man. All right, completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Frank on the 5 freeway, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Stuck in traffic on the I-5.
It's a lot of fun. Whereabouts?
Los Angeles. Right there at the 10. They got the 3 right lane shut down.
Where are you going? Jesus Christ. Where are you going, to the Commerce?
I'm going all the way to the Bay Area. I drive truck.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And how fast are you going right now?
5 miles an hour.
Jesus Christ, you must hate crap like this. Well, you know, I'm going to help you out here, dude. Do you have any traffic information on you?
As far as what?
I mean, do you know when this traffic jam is going to clear up?
No, they got the 3 right lanes closed down, so it could be all night, probably.
All right, I'm going to help you out here, dude. hold on one sec. I'm going to give you a traffic report here, but I got to first get the information. All right, I see where you are. You're on the 101 or you're on the 5?
On the 5 north.
Five,
it's northbound.
Oh, 5 northbound. Hold on one sec, Randy, please. Please, drive me crazy. Let me see here. Let me get the routes here. The 5 northbound.
I think it's all the way to the 110, to the 10 of the 110.
All right, so you're on the, let me see. All right, 5 northbound. I got it here. I'm going to try to help you out, try to help a brother out here. And that is, all right, 5 northbound. And where are you at? Indiana, Grand, 7th, Soto?
The 10. I could take the 10 of the 405, couldn't I?
Well, you may want to do that. The Indiana Street, look from Indiana Street all the way to the 10 connector is jammed. It opens up at 4th Street. And Cesar Chavez all the way up to Maine is jammed. Yeah, you may want to slide onto the 10, dude. I feel bad for guys like you. You know, you leave at night hoping there's no traffic, and then you get caught in the same crap we all have to do.
Yeah, I had a quick question regarding, I switched from Sprint to Verizon, and now that you can't have a cell phone, which I'm doing right now,
Ryan,
when you're driving, I bought what's called a Blue Ant. And it doesn't hook up to the ear. It hooks up to your visor.
Right. That's a cool one, though.
But everybody I call says they get so much background noise.
Now,
and then the next upgrade is like a $200 one that hooks up to your ear. And I just thought if anybody had any recommendations.
I have the Parrot, and I've had a great experience with it. You go to parrot.com. And they install it in my car, and it's great. My wife's phone's on it, my phone's on it, and I've had nothing but quality service from them.
Oh, okay. And how much do they usually run?
You know, I don't know. There's different packages. There's low-end and high-end. There's like 6 in between. But check it out when you get up to the Bay Area on parrot.com.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care, dude.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to have a little traffic report for you. Here we go.
L.A., Orange County, the Valley. It's 97.1, the FM talk station with a check on Southland traffic.
All right, folks, the 2 northbound is tied up with a traffic hazard. And also the 405 south past Santa Monica Boulevard, another traffic collision with no details. 605 south before East Spring Street. You're going to run into some problems there. And also the 71 north past the 57. And if you're on the 101 East, right before the 405, there's a traffic hazard there in a vehicle, so watch out there. Some miscellaneous incidents. South Hacienda Boulevard on on-ramp to the 60. Traffic collision there with no injuries, thank God. And South Lark Ellen at Woodruff Street, there's a hit and run. More Tom coming up. Those of you who love Tom Likas, sit through these boring traffic reports on 97.1 Free FM.
Thank you, Tim.
You got it, Tommy. There's not much traffic out there, but that 5 is hellish right around downtown. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, we'll throw your ass on the air and throw you off if it's not that compelling. Let's talk to Richard in Pasadena. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, there you go. What a break for us.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
I'm just here, you know, just hanging out with the family, listening to your show.
Nice. You indoors or you're in the car?
I just stepped outside, you know, just to listen to it in the car.
Good for you.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. What's up with that PSP?
The what?
The PSP? The PlayStation?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys giving it out?
No, we're not giving it out, but we do have some prizes to give out here.
What do you got?
Let's see what we got here. You want something?
Yeah, sure. I've been listening to you for a long time. I enjoy your show. It's
Thank
great.
Thank you, sir. Do you like NASCAR or tennis?
Guess what I like.
Okay. We'll give you the tennis one. All right. NASCAR. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you NASCAR 09 for the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Get ready to race the way you want to race with NASCAR 09 from EA Sports. Getting on track has never been easier. So there he goes. It's one of those NASCAR video games. Hope you enjoy them. Let's talk to Art and Montebello. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going,
hey,
Tim?
How you doing, dude?
Pretty good, man. Just chilling here.
Nice.
Hey, I wanted to let you know that you got to go with the PS3, man.
PS3 for the Blu-ray, huh?
Yeah, Blu-ray. But you also got to get a TV, a flat screen that has a 1080p, 1080i.
But what about a rear projection?
Well, that can you say it again?
The rear projection, will that work?
Yeah, it'll work. It'll get a bit fuzzy, but with the 1080i, it's crystal clear. It's nothing better.
So you have to go 1080i plus, or?
Just, I have a 1080i, and it's just regular, and it's really, really clear. Everything's so great.
Yeah. All right, dude.
Hey, Tim, I wanted you to do me a favor, actually. Give me a hand over here.
Sure.
I got a fight with my old lady, and I was trying to make it up to you. I was wondering if I could get a prize.
You know what? We have no more tickets for Knott's left, but we'll give you something here.
All right, sounds good. Can I give a shot here real quick?
All right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you a Top Spin 3 for your Xbox 360, PS3, and Nintendo Wii. Play against Maria Sharapova and all the top tennis pros. I hope she enjoys that. For more information, Top Spin 3, check out 2ksports.com. Congratulations, young man. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Bill in Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Hey, all right, dude.
Long time listener.
Thank you, sir.
As far as the Sony PlayStation 3, what you want to do is consider this. Why it's so cheap and everything. Sure, it's all good components and everything is just fine, or cheap and expensive. But when it comes to the game, Sony makes their money back on the games.
All right.
If you want, the best thing to do is check out a game store. They sell new and used games as well, and some of the games aren't too badly priced.
Right, but is it like a used DVD or a used CD, you know, if it has scratches in it, there's a shelf life on there. Is a used video game the same way?
Well, sure, it's the same way, but you may want to check it out first, and they also come with a warranty as well.
Oh, the used ones do?
Sure.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, right. It depends on where you go. Some of the
that's places, a great tip, dude.
Some places are better than others. Yeah. You got some small.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. We got a bad connection there, but that's an awesome tip. 520-9710. Let's talk to Leonard in El Monte. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up there?
Hey.
Hey, how about that big race coming on with curling this week? What do you think?
Let's check it out here. When is that race? Is it tomorrow?
That's tomorrow, buddy. I know you're big time at Santa Anita. What
yeah,
do you think?
Well, not at Santa Anita, but I mean, I am at Santa Anita, but I haven't been out to Hollywood Park in a little bit here. Are you talking about the 8th tomorrow?
Yeah, he's running the Man of War.
He's running in the against Colonel John?
Man of War race, buddy.
I don't even know where that is. Where is it? Is it Hollywood Park? Ah, the guy dropped off. Nut. All right, let's talk to Frank. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Timmy.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, the reason that
Blu-ray actually won over high-def DVD is because the porn industry went with Blu-ray. And that's exactly what happened in the 70s and the 80s with VHS versus Betamax. The porn industry went with VHS, and they knew that they were going to get the edge on that. And also the reason that the PS3 is the best Blu-ray player is because Sony actually came up with the technology. They developed it, they market it, so Sony has everything to do with it. It was their platform. So that's just a little bit of info on that.
That's a great piece of information. So the porn industry is still running another business.
Yes. There's a billion-dollar business all around America because it's mostly run out of the San Fernando Valley because of its proximity to Hollywood.
Right.
And when people are trying to get into Hollywood, cameramen, directors, all the technical stuff, it's already there, available for rental, and it's all easy access because of its close proximity. So they sell porn nationwide and worldwide.
But have you seen porn on Blu-ray?
No.
Don't you want it a little soft?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to see every hair and every pimple.
Right. No, you know, it's not something. The thing with Blu-ray is that you could fit about 24 hours of video content on it because it has so much more memory than DVD now. That's another edge that Blu-ray has.
Oh, that's interesting. How much more memory?
I think you can fit about 6 or 7 times the memory. I'm not exactly sure, depending on the quality of the actual disc, but right. It gets to a point where the industry doesn't really want to do that because they want to sell you 6 or 7 discs instead of just one. But you do, several of the late-night talk shows are making fun of that. They're going to have to make surgery a lot better for the TV shows because with HD DVD coming out and everything being digital, you can see every nuance, every wrinkle. And if you get somebody like, what's the girl from Sex and the City, the hideous one?
Kim Cattrall. Sarah
Jessica Parker. Oh my God, rhinoplasty! Please, you could see her mole in HD DVD, and everybody's gonna just collapse with that.
I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's getting so clear with the makeup and the surgery is going to get so much better, or people are just going to not use the full capability of the HD.
All right, buddy. Everybody's very knowledgeable. I'm amazed how knowledgeable this audience is when we talk about something. Even like on a Friday night at 10 o'clock, when we just bring up, Blu-ray, almost everybody that's called so far has like an extensive knowledge on a relatively new format, which means that people listening to the station are brighter than people that listen to music. People listening to talk radio are smarter than people that listen to music. I will defend you sons of bitches till the day I die.
Yeah!
John in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Hey, how you?
I forgot to call the other night when you guys were talking about good movies to watch when you're
high.
Oh,
yeah, what do you got?
Okay, well, me and my roommates do this thing. We get pretty high, and then we turn on some hip-hop music, and we turn on some cartoons, but we put the volume all the way down on the cartoons. Looks like they're rapping.
That's pretty ingenious, dude.
Better than any movie when you're high.
Okay. All right. Thanks. That's classic. Putting on cartoons, then shutting the volume off and throwing rap music on. And looks like they're rapping. All right. That's pretty cool, dude. All right. We got to take ourselves a break. We'll come back. Open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.